This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. All right, the bombshell news today, the big realization on February 22nd, Saturday, that's when I'm recording this. You probably won't hear it until the 24th or 25th because of our lag time. But the big bombshell is that the CDC is lying to us. The CDC has been covering this up. There are no doubt many hundreds, if not thousands, of cases of infections in the United States right now at this very moment. And the way the CDC is covering this up is they are simply refusing to test people. And the states also are testing almost no one. That's the bombshell in this podcast. I'll give you the exact numbers directly from the CDC's website, which will shock you. You would think there'd be tens of thousands of people that have been tested in America. Not even close. It's only a three-digit number. And states are not testing as well. And it looks like the whole strategy in America is going to be to not test anybody. And that way, you don't have to report confirmed infections. And so we also have indications that Travis Air Force Base is being overrun with infected patients, and they've run out of isolated beds, and they've had to start exporting patients to other areas. I'll talk about that in this podcast, and some projections of where this is going. But your life is about to become way more interesting, so to speak, than you could have ever imagined. We are probably entering the last couple of weeks, maybe the last month, that you will be able to prepare before the masses become aware that this is spreading across America. A couple of programming notes first. Number one, go subscribe to the naturalnews.com email newsletter. In that email newsletter, we are now, as we acquire rare supplies, for example, we just got a hold of, I think, 10,000 lab-verified N99 full-face masks with the eye shield on them as well. They cover your eyes, your nose, your mouth. We got 10,000 of those. We have only alerted people in our email newsletter. We haven't published stories yet on the website. We've also acquired hundreds of pounds of a really amazing spice that happens to contain a very interesting molecule. Wink, wink. That's all I'm going to say. This spice, you probably never heard of it. We acquired large amounts of it. We're going to sell the spice as a spice along with some recipes. And no, it's not turmeric. It's something totally different you've never heard of. And it comes out of jungles. It's wild. The story behind this is wild. Anyway, we're going to announce that just to our email list. I don't think we're going to have an article about it. At least that's not the current plan. Get on board with the naturalnews.com email list and you will receive alerts when we have these supplies. Also, when we have new Ranger buckets in stock, because we've been sold out. The other day, we put 200 buckets into inventory and it was sold out in just a couple of hours. It's just gone. We can't keep any of this stuff in stock, so we're not announcing it on the website. We're just announcing it to our email list. One final thing. Don't subscribe using Gmail or Yahoo or Microsoft or Hotmail or any of that garbage, because they block us from time to time. You need to use ProtonMail. So that's at protonmail.com. It's an offshore encrypted email system. It's free to use on a limited basis. But if you're just receiving emails from us, that's perfectly fine. ProtonMail.com, just go there and sign up for free. It's a good email system. Okay, getting on with the news of the day. So here's how this came to me. Do you recall that Washington State, if you go to their Department of Health website, as I reported a few days ago, they had tested a grand total of 26 people for the virus. And they were monitoring, at that time, 779 people. Now, as of this morning, they're monitoring 793 people, I believe. It's almost 800 people. And how many have they tested? Well, 27 now. So they've managed to test one person in the last 3 days, even though they're monitoring about 800 people. This struck me as insanely bizarre. why is Washington State monitoring, let's say, 800 people for the virus, and they've only tested 27 people? So right there, you begin to ask questions about, well, how are they supposed to confirm infections if they don't test people who might be infected? Aha! You have arrived at the answer, which should be self-evident. You don't have to report confirmed infections if you don't test people who are infected. This is the new strategy. I call it the Wuhan pandemic containment strategy. This is what China did, and now Washington State is doing it. But listen carefully. It's not limited to Washington State. This is what really got me going. Wait a second. Are you kidding me? Because I found a link to the Star Advertiser in Honolulu, which I think is like staradvertiser.com. And they published a story, which we already linked to in our story, that says Hawaii, the entire state of Hawaii, where confirmed infected patients were flown on Hawaiian Airlines to Honolulu and then on Delta Airlines to Japan, the state of Hawaii has tested exactly zero people for the virus. Zero. Big fat zero. Nada. Nothing. Zilch. Not a single person. The state, the entire state of Hawaii has tested zero people. Now, you would think that surely if the state of Washington has 800 people under observation, given that Hawaii is a common destination from Asian countries, people from Japan take tours in Hawaii, people from China, people from Vietnam, people from Korea, Taiwan, everything, Hong Kong, whatever, you would think there would have to be at least 800 people under observation in Hawaii. Well, I tried to look around and I can't find any numbers from Hawaii about anybody under observation or anybody being tested. And as confirmed by the Star Advertiser, it's zero. It's zero. So Hawaii, which of course is driven largely by tourism, Hawaii, in my assessment, has a major outbreak. That's my opinion. I can't prove it. I've been talking about this for about 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. But the thing is, if you don't believe what I'm saying there, let's say you want to go to the state of Hawaii and say, prove to me that there are no outbreaks here. The state of Hawaii, all they can really say is, well, we haven't tested anybody. Like, that's their containment strategy, is just don't test anybody. We've heard this before from the nation of Indonesia. So Indonesia has reported exactly zero confirmed cases to the WHO and the Johns Hopkins monitoring tool. It shows zero for Indonesia. You know why? Because Indonesia doesn't test anybody. That's their whole strategy. It's like, I guess we don't have to report infections if we don't test it for infections. And now Hawaii has adopted the Indonesian strategy, which, let's face it, is criminal negligence. Seriously, right? Well, the Star Advertiser, though, said that Hawaiian officials or Hawaii officials are claiming they're still waiting for test kits from the CDC. What? Because I remember 2 weeks ago, the CDC had sent out, I think the number was, 250,000 or 300,000 test kits to all the states across America. Do you recall that? I do, because we wrote about it. We covered that. Well, then a couple days later, the CDC announced, and this was from Dr. Meissonier in the CDC, she announced, oh, we found out the test kits are all faulty. They produce false positives and false negatives. There's a problem with the reagent, which is like the powdered chemical that is part of the mix. You throw it into the vial and shake it and look for the color changes or whatever. I don't know what this particular test does, but that's very typical for this kind of thing. So the CDC sent out hundreds of thousands of test kits across America and then, I guess, told everybody don't use them. So Hawaii hasn't tested anybody. And it turns out that almost nobody has tested anybody across America because there are only three states now, according to sources, there are only three states where there are test kits. Only three states. And those states are California, Illinois, and Nebraska. So if you live in a state that's not one of those three that I just named, you live in a state where there has been exactly zero testing. Think about that. Except Washington, which says they've tested 27, but they did that by sending those to the CDC, which I'll talk about here in a second because the CDC does its own testing in Atlanta. But these test kits were designed to allow people in various states, you know, health officials, so to speak, to do the testing locally. But none of that's happening. And in Florida, do you remember the Surgeon General of Florida was asked before the state Senate there, how many people have you tested? And he said, we're not releasing that information. And the state senator said, how come you're not releasing that information? And his answer was, well, we don't want to violate patient privacy. The real answer is the number is zero. So how do you violate patient privacy by saying the number zero? You don't. It's all a big lie. It's all a big cover-up. And some people might come to believe, although I don't necessarily believe this, certainly can't prove it, but maybe those test kits that the CDC sent out, maybe they knew they were bad. And they sent them out anyway, knowing that all the tests would fail. And guess what? America could be coronavirus-free for another month while there's a second run of the test kits to try to get the correct kits out to the various states. So Hawaii says, oh, we're waiting for the test kits. We're not testing anybody until we get any kits. Meanwhile, the virus is spreading, right? It's exploding in Korea. South Korea now reporting over 430 cases. Just exploding overnight beyond exponential. This is an outbreak that we've never seen before. Turns out South Korea is reporting the honest numbers and doing the testing. What if an outbreak like that is taking place in Hawaii right now? No one would know because Hawaii is not doing the testing. Now let's get to the CDC on this. The CDC, oh my goodness. So if you go to the CDC website, the official website about the coronavirus, the CDC will tell you, as of today, that they have tested a grand total, this is across the entire country, of 414 people. That includes the 27 from Washington State, because Washington State doesn't have any test kits. They sent the samples to the CDC in Atlanta, which means that if you take out Washington State, there are fewer than 400 total people tested across the entire country, excluding Washington State. So wait a second here. You've got this thing going exponential all across other countries where Chinese people have traveled to, such as Korea, Japan, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Taiwan, Hong Kong, even now in Lebanon, in Iran, there's a big outbreak in Iran, Italy, major outbreak, 50,000 people under lockdown there. Well, we've got tens of thousands of mainland Chinese students that go to universities across America, and thousands of those students return from Wuhan right before the lockdown when this thing was spreading. It is inconceivable that we don't have thousands of infections in America right now. It's inconceivable, given those people from China. And yet the CDC has tested how many? 414 total. Not even 1,000 people. So what's the CDC doing? Surely they have a big lab in Atlanta, I know, because taxpayers have paid billions of dollars for the CDC over the last decade. Surely they purchased PCR gene analysis equipment. And I know that equipment, usually you can run 96 samples at once. It's a 96-well plate that you put in to the gene sequencer. You do a little prep on it. And then in about 36 hours or so, you get results. 96 at a time. Are you telling me the CDC has only run that machine four times, roughly? Like roughly about 400 total samples, a little bit over, that's it? Because I could have done that in my lab, by the way. We don't need billions of dollars to the CDC to test 414 people. I could have done that, you know, for free in my lab if I had the same equipment. Why do we need a government to not do the testing? Aren't we supposed to be, protected by a government? Government's looking out for our best interests. Shouldn't they have been testing you would think maybe 20,000 people for this by now, something like that. No, it's only been 414. Okay, one more thing, and then I'll wrap up this podcast. Costa Mesa, California. The city officials filed an emergency lawsuit with federal courts in California demanding that the evacuation of 35 to 50 infected coronavirus patients from the Travis Air Force Base in California, that evacuation be stopped. I don't know if you call it evacuation, but the Travis Air Force Base has run out of beds, biocontainment beds, for infected patients. And so the federal government, without even consulting with the city officials of Costa Mesa, suddenly tried to move 35 to 50 infected patients from one Air Force base in California to a facility in Costa Mesa that's not even a biohazard facility. And there are 3 million people living around that facility in the county that encompasses Costa Mesa. So the city officials filed a lawsuit, and this was all documented by Fox 5 out of San Diego. And we covered this story and linked to them and have the screenshots of the document with the text in it. Note that this lawsuit says that there are 35 to 50 infected patients just at the Travis Air Force Base. The CDC says there are 35 total infections across the entire country, including Nebraska and Texas and Illinois and Washington State and Arizona and everywhere else that there have been confirmed cases. And there are a lot of people in Nebraska because that's where a lot of the evacuees were sent, who were taken off the Diamond Princess cruise ship and then stuffed onto an airplane with other infected people, causing more cross infections, by the way. So by the time they got to America, we had kind of doubled the number of infected people on that airplane. What a genius move. And for their part, by the way, the CDC opposed that, but the State Department went ahead with it. So there you go, total government incompetence at work yet again. But the point is, how can there be 35 to 50 infected people being moved out of one Air Force base in California if the CDC says there's a grand total of 35 infected people in the entire country? Obviously, the math doesn't add up. And it tells you something. The Air Force base has run out of beds because there are so many infected people in California, they need to make more space. So they're starting to export them out of that Air Force base to other facilities. Whether or not those facilities are ready to handle level 4 biohazard bioweapons infected patients. Now, as you ponder the criminal negligence of the government and its handling of all this, consider the fact that in Korea, most of the patients and some of the doctors in a psychiatric ward have now been infected with coronavirus. So you now literally have a loony bin of coronavirus-infected patients in South Korea. You've got prisons in China where this is now spreading like crazy. And you've got soldier barracks, like military housing, that's getting infected and spreading in China. What we are looking at here is how quickly this spreads in confined places, which is hospitals, prisons, cruise ships, and shared public housing. You think it's not going to spread on public transportation? Buses, planes, subways, commuter rail? That's where it's going to spread. And where do you find all those things? In high-density cities. New York City, San Francisco, Bay Area, Boston, just every big city, Tokyo, London, every big city has shared public transportation, which means that the minute this starts to go live in those cities, and it already is, but as soon as it's confirmed by the health authorities, and they're delaying it as long as they can by just not testing, but they can't do that forever, so at some point they confirm it, guess what? Public transportation gets shut down. When that happens, no one goes to work in the cities. Did you know the Samsung smartphone factories have been shut down in Korea? Because no one's going to work in South Korea. Because there's a virus on the loose, and they've shut down the buses. And they've told everybody to go home. They've turned Korea into a ghost town. And this is going to spread globally. Keep that in mind when people tell you there will be no economic impact from this. People who are saying that have no clue where things are made. they are made in South Korea. Cars, car parts, appliances, smartphones, electronics, telecommunications, semiconductors. And then Korea is relying on China for parts. So lots of parts in China. Again, semiconductors and everything else. The supply chain Armageddon is coming. And it's going to be very, very bad. It's going to be extremely disruptive to the economy. Get ready. Read pandemic.news. Join the Natural News email newsletter. It's free to stay informed. And thank you for listening. Share this podcast. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'll keep you informed. Be safe. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.